I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
President Trump declaring a public safety emergency, saying he's activated 800 National Guard members in the nation's capital and has now placed the D.C. Police Department under federal control, saying that Attorney General Pam Bondi will, quote, take command. This takeover is happening as the president says that crime in the city is out of control, despite officials saying that certain crimes in the city have hit a 30-year low. Watch this.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. If necessary, we're going to move service members directly to joining the guardsmen, and that'll take place very rapidly.
CNN's Brian Todd is closely following this story for us. So, Brian, take us through President Trump's order and what else he's threatening, because he says he might activate the military.
That's right, Boris. He says he's kind of reserving the option to activate additional military units in Washington, D.C. if need be. He then later said he didn't think he would need them, but he's going to keep that option open. He is also keeping, considering at least, expanding the National Guard deployment to other cities. He named Chicago and New York City. But let's see how this plays out in Washington, D.C. first.
Well, of course, there you have it from the legacy media, CNN. What they're trying to do in that report, part of it's factual, but then they also allude to the fact, well, Trump might actually bring in more military troops, not just the National Guard. It's on the table, and it's okay to discuss it, but they're really trying to use it as a fear tactic. Trump is going to become dictator. He's just beginning. Who does not want to see our nation's capital, or your city for that matter, safe and clean, where your children, your family can travel about without worrying that they might be carjacked, shot down in a drive-by, grabbed and raped and tortured? The left continues to insist this is all wrong. And Muriel Bowser, I told you it was going to happen the other day. The D.C. mayor admits, well, Trump has the authority to do this, and we will do what we can to support. Of course, I told you then, immediately watch for the left backlash and how she will have to recoil. And she did. Got back into her hole. I got too far out from my safety pad because some of the leftists were beginning to call her out. Are you siding with Trump? This is just going to get better. And at the end of the day, if you like to use that phrase, it's often repeated and reported, it will be a safer, cleaner D.C. And he's also warning we're not stopping with D.C. We'll break it down for you. Glad to have you with us. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, August 13, 2025. And reminding you with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. And in fact, you're going to learn a lot more through this hour and the next hour than you know right now. I promise you. So class is back in session. And I'll remind you, when we're on the air from 6 to 8, Monday through Friday evenings, we are streaming video. You can watch the program direct. You can watch it. If you can't do it then, everything goes up as a podcast later, audio and video. How do you get it? Well, you go to Newstalk STL. You go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And also streaming video for right now, Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. We're making everything available for you as fast as we can. And more importantly, for you to be able to pull it up later and share it with others. I see more and more of you doing that. I appreciate it. And more importantly, I believe the people you're sending it to will appreciate it, even if they are leftist. It might anger them in the beginning, but eventually they'll come around because they'll realize what's real, rational versus stupid and other such phrases. So in our next hour, let me give you a cue of what's happening and what's coming up in the next hour. Mondani's lead over Cuomo and the New York City mayor's race is accelerating. He is 20-plus points ahead of Cuomo, according to the latest surveys. And there are reports that maybe 20% of this increase he's getting is from, quote, conservatives. I would question if they're really conservatives, but we will get into that more in the next hour. And later in this hour, we're going to be joined by Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation on Trump possibly nationalizing the D.C. police, as he's doing, and also the Schiff leaks that have been happening that are going to lead to an investigation of Adam Schiff and what he was doing when he was on the House Oversight Committee, Intel Committee, investigating so-called Russiagate collusion. We're also going to have, before we wrap up this hour, a report from Speaker Tim Jones in Israel. Tim and his co-host Chris Arps are in Israel, and they did an excellent two-hour live report from Israel yesterday. If you missed it, shame on you. But you can pull it up as a podcast, and you can hear the one happening today as a podcast, because obviously it happened before we came on the air. But I'm going to let you hear a part of what Speaker Tim Jones had to say before we wrap up this hour. Now, with Trump moving forward into D.C., you have to keep in mind that crime does not stay just inside the border. Criminals don't decide, is this a D.C. district or is this the state of Virginia? Maybe I better not venture over that line. No, they're like rabid skunks. They don't care about the lines. They're just going to go right across it, which means everyone around D.C. is affected by what Trump is doing. Listen to the Virginia Attorney General.
First of all, I don't think it's good for the nation's capital to be, when so many people from all over the world come to visit D.C. and they see lawlessness, they see homelessness. And it's absolutely having an impact in Virginia. We have so many citizens in Northern Virginia that work in the district, and they have shared with me, and I've seen and talked to them, as soon as they're done with their work day, whereas before they maybe stayed and went out to dinner or the Kennedy Center, they come immediately back to Virginia. And I just think of, you know, Christy Batista. She was a recent JMU grad, beautiful young woman from Arlington who had gone into the district to go see a concert, and she was brutally stabbed to death at her own hotel. And so these type of stories, the rampant carjacking, the awful violence is absolutely happening in the district. And it's a very, very different model of what we've implemented in Virginia. And what the president wants to do is go after these repeat offenders that are creating such of the lawlessness right now in the district. It's making it unsafe for everyday Virginians. And it should be one of our great cities in America we could brag about.
Yep.
Right now, we can't do that.
And you know what? Here's something else the Dems are hollering about. You're making up numbers about the crime in D.C. It is not as bad as you say. I want to remind you, the FBI stats rely upon the cities reporting to them the crimes they have in each category. And we had noted years ago, back during Obama it started, they were fudging numbers or simply holding them back so they wouldn't look so bad. Once again, the Virginia Attorney General.
You had a D.C. police commander fired earlier this year that was fired for manipulating data to make it look lower than it was. Here's the reality and the facts. Washington, D.C. has the fourth highest homicide rate in the country. Their homicide rate's actually six times higher than New York City. And so when you look at what Washington, D.C. is, and you look at where Virginia is, it is night and day. And in Virginia, we had a very different approach. Governor Youngkin and I launched Operation Ceasefire in our 13 most violent cities. We went after these repeat violent offenders. We investigated them, indicted them, and prosecuted them because roughly 5% of felons commit over 50% of violent felonies, according to the Manhattan Institute. So what does that mean? You go after that small subset of repeat violent offenders. And in Virginia, in our ceasefire cities, after we took seriously crime and went after the repeat violent offender, 66% drop in the murder rate in our targeted ceasefire cities in Virginia. That's the Virginia model that works versus the failed model in D.C. And President Trump wants to go after those repeat violent offenders.
And you know why the repeat violent offenders are repeating? Because they're let out with no bail or low bail. Just go free. Don't cause any more harm, please. And yet they do. Trump is also saying D.C. is not the only place we're going to start restoring law and order.
Warning shot of sorts for the city of Chicago. The president taking on the mayor and the governor in a fresh round of attacks, saying he wants a relatively new Illinois law to go back to the way it once was because it's making Illinoisans less safe. But CBS News Chicago spoke to the experts, the independent experts who study this thing, and they say the president is wrong.
Oh, really?
We're going to do the same thing in Chicago.
As protests unfold over the president's decision to send in the National Guard to help with public safety in Washington, a fresh attack on our leaders.
We have an incompetent governor there. Pritzker's an incompetent. Now I understand he wants to be president. But I notice he lost a little weight, so maybe he has a chance.
I guess I should say thank you for the compliment. He has absolutely no right and no legal ability to send troops in to the city of Chicago. The Nazis in Germany in the 30s tore down a constitutional republic in just 53 days. It does not take much, frankly, and we have a president who seems hell-bent on doing just that.
They fall back on that Nazi statement and analogy constantly because they don't have facts, because the facts go against them. I'm going to bring that point up with my guest here shortly, Hans Spakovsky. We'll get into that with him a little bit later. But remember when Adam Schiff was constantly on legacy media talking about how Russia helped Trump beat Hillary? Oh, it's hard, and I'm not going to, but it's hard to forget those times.
This is about as clear evidence you could find of intent by the campaign to collude with the Russians. He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help.
The evidence is now overwhelming and unequivocal.
Again, those are all Adam Schiff, as he was the chair of the committee investigating Trump and moving for the impeachment. Now, they would have other guests on that were all in line, but they couldn't tell you exactly what was taking place inside the committee and the grand jury and everything else they were, quote, conducting. But they would go on the legacy media and say, oh, it's bad. It's bad. We can't tell you really what it is, but it's bad. And Trump is going to, Trump could be going to jail. They're just mouthing words. And they repeated it. It was an echo chamber over and over again. Whatever network you went to in the legacy media, they were using the same people, Clapper, Brennan, Comey. They were all saying, well, we can't tell you specifically what was told to us by a witness, but it's bad. And it's going to get Trump. Liar, liar, Pence on fire. Carolyn Leavitt of the White House.
The president has already said he wants to see Adam Schiff held accountable for the countless lies he told the American people in relation to the Russiagate scandal. I have a quote from the FBI director. For years, certain officials used their positions to selectively leak classified information to shape political narratives. It was all done with one purpose, to weaponize intelligence and law enforcement for political gain. Those abuses eroded public trust in our institutions. The FBI will now lead the charge with our partners at DOJ and Congress.
And you know what? There was one reporter that really helped break everything open in the beginning, and she deserves all the credit for it. Miranda Devine, at the time, working for the New York Post, she broke the story originally about the Hunter Biden laptop. And, of course, the FBI denied it even existed when they actually had it, and all the information that was on it when they denied that was on there, and yet they knew it was. And they also continued to join Adam Schiff because we had our DOJ, the FBI, and other agencies weaponized to go after Donald Trump. So Miranda Devine says, when you listen to Schiff then and now, it's the same old, same old.
I think it's good to have proof from a whistleblower who was there in the room in a meeting when Adam Schiff was authorising his staff to leak this classified material, which is illegal. I mean, it was 2017, the statute of limitations have expired. But this whistleblower was a Democrat. He was a career intelligence official, a very plausible person, and he was so disturbed about the illegal leaking that Schiff and also Eric Swalwell, his little minion, were engaging in, that he went to the FBI not once, but four times, including, I mean, 2017 was the first time he went. This is under Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Trump people.
Trump
right,
people.
I forgot about that.
So why was the Trump FBI and the Trump DOJ running dead on what was, you know, a perfect way of getting a leaker?
Well, maybe they didn't know, and it was done by the minions under them. But yes, it was happening even inside the Trump administration. Well, we know there were a lot of swamp creatures still alive. This whistleblower, this Democrat whistleblower who had been longstanding Democrat and all about law and justice, realized, I can no longer do this. So he started reporting and acknowledging Adam Schiff was intentionally leaking material, classified material, to various friendly news sources, which were all of them. There, when they get the proof on that and they put it before a judge and jury, Schiff should be locked up. And not just for a crime of leaking. But I want to look at treason if that's a possibility. Now, you also have to keep in mind some of these coming forward, and there will be more and are more whistleblowers now. They're trying to save their own arse. That's okay. We expect that. But they're turning on the others, the bigger fish. We want all of them in the net. We'll not be satisfied until we do get all of them. So again, the opposition against everything Trump does continues. Trying to make your city safer, cleaner, get rid of the homeless. What a mean guy he is. Well, is he violating anything in the Constitution? Because that's what they keep claiming. From the Heritage Foundation, constitutional law expert Hans von Spakovsky. He will answer those questions. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy. 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. And John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
And hopefully a lot of those that are violating our laws in D.C. and elsewhere will be stuck in prison, be it Folsom, Alligator, Alcatraz, or wherever for a long time. Long time. Now, what about Trump's moves? Activating the National Guard to go into D.C., basically nationalizing the D.C. police force for a period of time. Constitutionality issues. My expert is always, and the one you should rely on, from the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, welcome aboard again.
Larry, thanks for having me aboard. And no, everything the president's doing is perfectly legal. When it comes to the National Guard, I'm sure you know in most states, well, in all the states really, the National Guard is under the control of the governor, unless, of course, there's an emergency situation. The president calls them up. But D.C. is not a state. And the National Guard, under the law, reports directly to and is under the control of the president. So when he calls the National Guard, he has the legal right to do it, and it's been done many times in the past. Particularly, they're always on the streets during inaugurations, for example. And taking over and running the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, again, when Congress granted home rule to the district back in 1973, you know, they passed a law that gave the city a and a city council, but Congress retained authority over their budget, retained authority to veto any of the particularly dumb legislation that the city council is always passing, and also put in a provision saying, President, if special conditions exist that represent an emergency, he can basically federalize the Metropolitan Police Department. He can do it for 40 hours if during that 48 hours he sends notice to Congress explaining that he's done it and why he's done it, then he retains control of them for a month, 30 days.
Now, some of the stuff you went through, we pointed out yesterday, the audience, that the presidents have nationalized, or rather I should say activated the National Guard on their order for, quote, insurrection, under the Insurrection Act, at least 30 different times, all the way back to Selma, the Rodney King riots, things of this, Detroit. So that is accepted, but folks are saying it's not that bad that you have to do that in D.C. Why would you do that except to prove that you are Trump and you're a dictator?
D.C. is one of the most dangerous cities in the U.S., and not only is that terrible for residents, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
The nation's capital. They have the fourth highest murder rate. Just a little while ago, two Israeli diplomats were murdered on the street in coming out of an event, and you know, irony of ironies, last night there was a protest against this organized up in DuPont Circle at the same time that these protesters were saying, oh, there's no need for this. Trump is overstepping. Several blocks away, police were called for what? A man had been killed, shot, murdered on the street.
And, you know, the other part of that is that we're talking about crime, law and order to begin with. And D.C., as you pointed out, is separate than any other state. But Trump is already suggesting maybe Chicago will be next. Is that going to be a violation?
Well, I think in many ways he's using the bully pulpit that the president has to push the mayors and city councils in places like Chicago and New York to finally do something about this. He does not have the ability, the full extent of the legal authority he has in Washington, D.C. On the other hand, there are a lot of tools at his disposal, including, by the way, that these big cities get big grants of money to their police departments from the U.S. Department of Justice. That money is supposed to be used for improving law enforcement there. And cutting off that funding to some of these cities would be problematic for them. So
we have two issues there. We have one, activating the National Guard, sending them in, maybe sending in additional actual military units aside from the National Guard, and then basically taking command of the police departments. They're all in play. Where does the Posse Comitatus Act come in that so many are worried about?
Well, he's talking about doing things about those cities, but he doesn't have the ability to take over the police departments in those cities. He could only pull up the National Guard if it meets the kind of standards that are there. You'll recall he did that in L.A. when there were riots and mobs attacking federal officers. Unless there's something like that going on, he's probably not going to be able to do that in those cities.
So the Posse Comitatus, which a lot of folks want to go back to, enacted in 1878, you know all this, prohibits the use of the Army and Air Force, with some expansions, in any civilian law enforcement activities. But at some points, they become almost one and the same, right?
Well, the Posse Comitatus says you can't use military forces as policemen. You know, they can't go in, they can't arrest people. On the other hand, if you have, in essence, riots, uncontrolled mobs, etc., then you can send in the military, and it's been done on numerous prior occasions. The LA riots of several decades ago, Eisenhower sent them in to Little Rock, Arkansas,
right,
and there were riots there to prevent desegregation of the schools. But they were there to keep order in the streets, not to act as policemen arresting people and doing the kind of work that law enforcement does. So
are they allowed are they allowed to detain without actually arresting for a period of time?
Well, I think if there's a mob engaging in violence, I think they can temporarily detain, stop folks, but then they have to be turned over as soon as possible to law enforcement, so that law enforcement can then go forward.
All right. Well, in our last couple minutes, I'm sorry, you're so full of knowledge. I mean, we could just let you go on, but I do want to touch one other issue while we've got you. The Adam Schiff case and the allegations, the documents supposedly presented to the Pam Bondi and the DOJ, that he was purposely leaking classified intel from his hearings during the so-called Russiagate issue. Your thoughts and opinion?
Well, it's too bad that happened in 2017. That's what the whistleblower said, because the 5-year statute of limitations, unfortunately, has run. you are not immune from federal prosecution as a member of Congress if you disclose classified information. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that members of Congress are not supposed to do. I think what ought to happen in the Senate, because he's now in the Senate, is that he's on four different committees, small business, agriculture, and a third one. But the fourth one that he's on is the Judiciary Committee.
Right.
And I got to tell you, the Judiciary Committee does occasionally get classified information. And this, what we've now learned, to me, says that he should not be on that committee.
Absolutely.
He should be taken off of it and shouldn't be there because he cannot be trusted with any classified information because he showed he's willing to use it for political purposes.
And that's the point. The leaks were, at that point, intended to give the public the sense that Trump was guilty of everything they were claiming. We can't tell you exactly what took place, right, but we can say it's going to be bad. Where does the line cross from leaking classified information as, quote, a crime prosecutable to actual treason?
Turns into treason if you look at the statute when you are doing it for the purposes of assisting and helping an enemy of the United States, or you are doing it to, for example, foment a rebellion. And what Schiff did, I think, is terrible, disgusting, and shows that he shouldn't be in public office. I don't think it crosses over into treason, but I think he could have been criminally prosecuted for disclosing this classified information.
In our last 15 seconds, could they not go the statute of limitations? I know it's 5 years on perjury, but if it's an ongoing event and they continue, like the other day, an op-ed in the New York Times by Brennan and Clapper, does that change that statute quickly?
Yeah, that could potentially be done by Congress.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky, as always, thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Constitutional law expert for the Heritage Foundation. Coming up, Trump and Putin preparing for their meeting in Alaska. Where is Zelensky?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
She'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. When what deep in love, yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Nobody else could have created the conditions that lead to a meeting like this. And certainly under Joe Biden, the violence raged, the war raged, and Putin never took him serious enough to even consider a meeting. So already, President Trump has changed the game. He's created the conditions for a possible negotiated settlement, which is his goal from the beginning at a very complex battlefield. I don't think Vladimir Putin would be meeting unless he's felt that heat. And I think there's a chance. And the president's laid out the parameters, and so is Steve Witkoff and others who are in the we're in the strength side of the peace through strength business. But on the negotiating side, there's going to be, you know, could be land swaps. There could be there's going to be concessions. No one's going to be happy. But if anybody can do it, it's going to be President Trump.
That is Defense Secretary Hegseth talking about how Trump is going into this meeting with Putin, scheduled Friday in Alaska. At last check, Zelensky is not scheduled to be part of it. But yesterday, Trump was holding a virtual meeting, with Zelensky and other European leaders. And coming out of that, according to Zelensky, Trump expressed support for a ceasefire, saying there should be a ceasefire, or at least Zelensky is saying there should be a ceasefire first, then real security guarantees. That's what he said after the call with Trump ahead of the Putin summit. Trump is also indicating at this time there will probably need to be some land swaps. Russia, Putin has not been indicating that he would be interested in anything like that. But that is still something that's going to be part of the talks. It's all negotiation. The key is, can you at least stop the shooting while they're trying to work the deal out? You can't count on Russia to stop. You can't count on Zelensky to stop. When they meet, and that's what Hegseth was saying, they're going to look at all kinds of options that would appeal to either side. Maybe not both sides right away, but to one side, and they, if they think they've got to win and they can live with that and walk away with their head held high, they will go for it. I don't know that Putin really wants to drag this on. We've had experts on here with us that say he's also wanting to bring it to an end, but he wants it to come back as a victory. He does not want Russia to look like they had a U.S.-Vietnam situation. And that relationship I just brought up is very close to being a good analogy. We could wipe out Vietnam. We never did. And when we left, some say we left with our tail tucked between our legs, and we lost a lot of good Americans in the process. And when we left, the communists, North Korea, and Cambodians moved in, and it was truly a killing field at that point. So Russia, they want to leave with saying that, well, we got what we wanted. If they don't get all of Ukraine, Putin is not getting really all of what he wanted. He's already got Crimea. That's probably not on the negotiating table. But some parts of Ukraine that they have already captured, they don't want to give. Those are some of the items or locations that Zelensky wants back. So the conversation that took place between Trump, Zelensky, other European leaders by a virtual summit yesterday will be played out in more great detail when Trump actually meets with Putin Friday. And Trump has been doing so much to bring peace throughout the nation, throughout the world. So many different areas he stepped in and has made a difference. But the leftists will not give him a single dime of credit. Now, I want you to listen as Scott Jennings, the token conservative, is on a CNN panel, and he's trying to explain to them, look what Trump's done. Their response is to yell. That's their answer.
The president has solved like 7 conflicts this year. I'm willing to give him some latitude to talk to Vladimir Putin and break the deadlock and try to move us toward a place where the killing comes to an end, because I think that's what we should all be praying for.
He actually hasn't solved 7 conflicts. There's been a lot of talk about that.
Well, what reality do you live in? He's literally got these guys in the White House where they're signing documents and shaking hands. Acknowledge the man is solving peace.
And India questioned about whether that was an actual deal.
It happens on almost a weekly basis. Just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge it.
And I will also acknowledge that Donald Trump seems to have an affinity for Vladimir Putin in a way. No, you're not going to get away with calling me a liar. I know that's like the line.
I'm not lying. You're lying.
Nobody's lying about anything.
Sure
you can ask the countries who were involved in this whether those conflicts were actually solved by Donald Trump or whether it was pomp and circumstance.
Okay.
Anyway,
whatever you say.
Donald Trump's affinity for Vladimir Putin versus the way he treats Zelensky, who's the one
that
actually
did he show affinity to them when he just arranged for the arms to NATO?
I'm sorry,
we're saying things that do not exist in reality. He just got NATO to do hundreds of millions of dollars of lethal weapons to Ukraine. What affinity to Russia is that? It's crazy.
And so it goes. Whatever fact you lay in front of them, they will smother with deception, distraction, and yelling. They think the louder we get, the better we are, and we're more perfect than you. It doesn't work that way. Jennings at one point saying, what world are you living in? And did call one of these other CNN leftist panelists a liar. You can't call me a liar. No, actually, you can. Yeah. Oh, you want to just be called misleading, you're still lying. You know, 7 different events that he's entered and has brought about peace. Maybe shaky, but it stopped. One of the most classic and the most dangerous situations we've had recently would be India and Pakistan battling over a section of their areas. They are both nuclear tipped. You don't want that one to get out of control. And it's back in control for now. Can you imagine what would have happened? I hate to even ask you that question. Can you imagine what would have happened as they were going at each other if Biden had been in the White House still? We might all be with our maker. So the economy, the U.S. economy and the Fed rate, they continue to perk along. You saw the numbers come out the other day, and we had the latest. And, of course, they have had to revise some. And some are saying that, you know, we've got to keep in mind that these numbers, every time they point out something good, then they came back and had to revise it during the Biden administration. And they've had to do it during the Trump administration. The numbers were not exactly good. Why is that? These are labor statistics and statisticians that are pulling this together. You think they would do better than I did in third grade math. Third grade math, the longest 3 years of my life. These guys can't seem to get it right. And then we got to look at what is Jerome Powell going to do and when, reference a rate. He's only got about 8 months left. Removing him now probably won't change anything. Let it play out. But I want you to hear how Treasury Secretary Bessent sees how we're doing, and also a response from Kevin O'Leary with his hedge fund investment.
We've seen with these big economic revisions, and I'm sure we'll come back and talk about poor quality of data, because if we'd had the original numbers, you know, Fed could have been cutting in June, July. So I think the real thing now to think about is, should we get a 50 basis point rate cut in September to make up for the delay and the lack of data? And, you know, again, back to these CPI numbers are fantastic.
The market thinks there's over a 90% chance for a 25% or 25 BIP, 0.25% cut in September. That's highly likely, and that's what the CPI data gave you. But there's a whole lot of people out there that say the full impact of tariffs has not been felt yet, and they want to see more data. Now, you know, you got to sit on where you stand. I mean, you don't know if there's going to be inflation coming through, particularly on the CPI, on consumer goods and services because of tariffs. And so I think 25 basis points is likely, but, you know, if you talk to fixed income managers, as I did today for an hour, trying to figure this thing out, I'm just like every other investor. How long do we go duration here? We're thinking, we're not going to get big cuts this year. We're going to get 25 bips, maybe 50 bips. That's it.
So a 0.25% reduction in the current interest rates, maybe 0.5%. I'm not an economist, and I'll go with Kevin O'Leary's view on it. I think that would help. Whether or not it will solve everything, we don't know. We don't know, truly, until the tariffs are in full effect. They're not there yet, but we're prepared to move forward with them. Trump has made it very clear. The other nations know it. They know also that if they want to do business with the USA, they're going to have to pony up. And we're going to have to level the playing field. We will still let them tax our goods going in, but we're going to tax theirs. And they are still on the winning end of how much they're being taxed. We may be taxed 20 to 25%, and we're only taxing them maybe 10 to 15%. We're doing everything we can to be accommodating, but we're not going to bend over as we have been in the past. Two of our News Talk hosts, as you well know, continue reporting direct from Israel. Chris Arps and former Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones. Let me take a moment to tell you that yesterday, and they're going to do it again today, they did their entire two-hour program, which is from 4 to 6, right before we come on the air. 4 to 6 here. There's an eight-hour time difference. So they were doing it at midnight in Israel. But their reporting in that 2 hours was excellent on so many topics that they touched on. And they're going to do that again today. But I want to share with you one piece that Tim Jones sent out separately. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Hey folks, Tim Jones here of the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show every Monday through Friday, 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. I am here at the absolutely exquisite and beautiful Waldorf Astoria in Jerusalem, Israel. Yes, we are here for the third annual Newsmax 4th of July celebration. You're like, wait a minute, what's that all about? First of all, it's August. Second of all, you're in Israel. Well, apparently Newsmax does this every year. This past 4th of July, of course, well, it had to be postponed because a little war broke out. We've been having a great time. We have received so much information about what is actually going on in Israel, in the Middle East, in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank. It's been absolutely fantastic. You'll hear about some of that tonight after the Newsmax Gala. We're 8 hours ahead. And then Chris Arps and I are going to be broadcasting once again live from Jerusalem here in the Grand Nation State of Israel, 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
And we're the only St. Louis station doing this. I've heard from so many of my Jewish friends that how much they appreciate what Newstalk STL is doing, and that how Chris and Tim are doing it, and they're doing an excellent job. I was texting Tim while they were on the air yesterday, which again is midnight their time, and said, great job. Got a quick response back from him because I know he's busy. Thanks, Lair. I appreciate it. Coming up, this is going to set some of you on edge. I'll tell you right now, two different things. One, Mondani and how his numbers are accelerating to be the New York City mayor. Two, crazy women appear to be resorting to progressive activism. Now, what does crazed women mean, and who is in that group? Do you know someone like that? Or do you think that's just a slam against females in general? Well, I think you need to hear exactly what else is involved. As always with Larry Connors USA, you're getting news, opinion, analysis, and education. So get ready for that part of today's lesson. Which, by the way, looking back over the last hour, what do you learn this hour that you didn't know before we began the program? Well, stay in class. We still have another hour to go for you. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885, EsquireSportsMedicine.com, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.